Living as a foreigner in the Czech Republic during the coronavirus pandemic does have its downsides. Those who spoke to Radio Prague International particularly stressed the difficulty in visiting their families, but many also say that they have gotten used to living under lockdown. Several have noted that Czechs are disciplined but distrust the government measures. Tom McEncrow has more.
A year has passed since the COVID-19 coronavirus first arrived in the Czech Republic, and Radio Prague International interviewed several foreigners living in the country about how they're coping with what was then a severe countrywide lockdown during the initial months of the epidemic. The country went out of that lockdown during the spring and summer months as a successful international example in how to tackle the epidemic. However, things have heavily deteriorated since then, and Czechia is currently among the worst-hit countries in the world, going into yet another severe lockdown almost exactly 12 months later. The past year of ups and downs has not been easy for anyone, but the lack of contact can be all the harder if you're living in a foreign country, away from your relatives and facing a language barrier. The restrictions on travel have been particularly hard on people who come from outside of Europe. For Pacey from Rwanda, the coronavirus epidemic also came just at the time when her father had retired.
We rely heavily on WhatsApp and sending pictures. But what is tough is not being able to be there for my family. My dad, he retired. We thought we would go there for support. And you've worked for more than 30 years in the same company, in the same period, and you, in that particular period, say, okay, this is the situation, you have to go in retirement. We wanted to support in the way we can, but we couldn't. I think it's challenging. I don't have to lie about it. It's really challenging knowing that, yes, we cannot afford to go like 3 times a year, but the only time we can go knowing that you have limited amount of opportunities to go because there is a pandemic. I think it's worry. It's worry that, you know, you have, your parents are older, so you know that once you get this, you are infected. It's like if you have other health problems, you will not recover from this. I think it is challenging. It is very challenging.
Morocco-born Hind faced similar problems, which she says did leave a mark on her during the initial stages of the pandemic, when lockdown kicked in and international travel suddenly became almost impossible.
As a foreigner person here, I have no one to spend time with, so I'm just alone at home with 1-2 years kids, so I'm not speaking even much at home, so I'm just like alone, not speaking to no one, and even I stopped talking to my parents like via Facebook or like WhatsApp because I don't want to hear that they're sick or something. So I started being like really paranoid, and my mental was like not fine for a long time. But after that, I tried to take the positive side or something, and I just went out of that very bad mood that I was on it for maybe like it was 2 months.
Both women have since been able to visit their relatives, but this has not been the case for everyone. For example, Alan from France says that he had to cancel his trip due to the sudden change in coronavirus measures.
For me, I was supposed to be back in France for like holidays to see my family and everything. But like when I planned to go in France, the 2 times was cancelled because of the COVID, because it was during the peak, like in February and in July. Yeah, so I just stay in Prague.
Tina from Moldova had to spend her first Christmas alone last year due to the second wave of the epidemic and a general uncertainty about the travel situation.
Yes, I can't go visit my parents because the rules are changing constantly and you never know what will happen tomorrow. So we can't plan ahead. I haven't seen them for over a year, and of course I'd like to see them. It's impacting me mentally, emotionally, and it's not good for the health overall in the long run.
When she spoke to Radio Prague International last March, she was among the best prepared people for the lockdown, having tracked the developing epidemic since it first appeared in China. However, now she thinks that the time for lockdowns has passed.
No, I'm not concerned now. I think the lockdowns are too long and we need to have certain deadlines so people and businesses know how to go on about their lives and how to cope with the new rules and how to earn money.
Others are more stoical in their attitude to lockdowns, seeing them largely as inevitable given the current situation, and they even think that what is lacking is a stronger hand in some cases. Asked about what contrasts she noticed between the way Czechia and her home country have handled the restrictions, Hind said that when she was in Morocco, she noticed the police were far stricter in enforcing the measures.
The police, like, they were outside and they were really strict. When they see you without the mask, they really immediately they give you a fee, like, on the place. I would say here they were not, like, you go outside and you see some people without the mask and the police is next to them and they're like, they don't care. So I think that about these things, like, they were not really strict about it since the beginning. They didn't take it, like, really serious. And the people, I feel that they're not afraid or, like, taking it seriously, or they don't trust the government or something about this, so they're not taking it serious. But, yeah, and here we are again. We are going all over again.
Pacey believes the current situation is partly down to fatigue following a mishandling by the executive.
The first wave, certainly, people kept distances and no one would go to visit anyone and you wouldn't meet. Like, there was no one to talk to, no one to meet up. And everyone was, like, really respecting the measures and the government, what they said, and going at it attentively and carefully. So this is also something I learned, that, okay, when really times comes, they check people, they don't joke about laws and regulations, that they really are fully respected. And I think for me, the third thing I would have learned is that the measures, I think the government tried really to do their best, but it was like winging it, not really having like a strategy.
Most of the interviewees who spoke to Radio Prague International highlighted that they were impressed by the way Czechs kept their discipline during the initial months, but agreed that the government's management has left many of their Czech friends disillusioned. Hersha, who is from India and lives in Prague with his Slovak wife, says that he had not encountered this sceptical attitude before.
I do have a few Czech friends. I have to agree that they took it really seriously in the start. They were, like, well-behaving and everything. But, I mean, after 6 months, they felt like they're cheated, you know, by governments. They felt everyone are lying to them. And this is never-ending. No one is saying the truth. And they gave up that discipline. Because, I mean, Czechs by default, as much as I know, comparing to my country, are very disciplined people and very responsible people. But I think they felt like cheated, that government is hiding something, or, you know, there is no way to avoid this whole corona thing. Just let it go. So I think they think there is something going on behind the scenes. And why should I participate in being the good guy?
This lack of trust in repeated government appeals to respect the measures and the severity of the crisis may have been partly undermined during the summer, when several leading personalities, including the former president Václav Klaus, spoke out against treating the coronavirus epidemic as a serious crisis. However, even health experts who played a leading role during the initial stages of the epidemic in Czechia and who are now calling for a period of a very hard lockdown are also critical of the government approach, which they see as too slow and affected by political calculations. Not all people we spoke to share Hersha's impression of Czechs being sceptical in this regard. Pierre from France, who is in his 20s, feels that the Czechs are more disciplined than his compatriots in France. He confesses that he and his friends have been breaking the restriction on social gatherings on occasions. In a strange way, this itself is perhaps a replacement for a family.
In comparison to before, we are staying much more, like, between the same people. Yeah. I think I've been seeing the same people now for the past 5 or 6 months, but not much more. But, I mean, I'm kind of a loner sometimes, so I don't mind staying home alone and some stuff like that, but at some point I need to see people. I have to do it, otherwise I would go a bit crazy again.
His friend Jacques says that the coronavirus epidemic has also led to dating apps being more or less the only way someone can meet a new person of the opposite sex during the pandemic.
Also because of the health situation, also some people actually don't want to get the COVID, you know, they don't want to meet. It happens that you meet someone and the person is like, yeah, let's meet, like, when this thing will be over, yeah, like in a year or 6 months, you know, so let's see.